Chapter 3. Lady Marguerite. Almost immediately, Sir Andrew and Lord Antony heard a carriage outside the inn. It was Sir Percy and Lady Marguerite's carriage. Lord Antony was nervous. "Jellyband, try to keep Lady Marguerite and Sir Percy in the hall for a few minutes," he said to the proprietor. Then he spoke to his French guests. "Please go upstairs to your rooms. You'll be safer there, I think." But there wasn't any time. A few seconds later, Lady Marguerite Blakeney came into the room. She was a very beautiful young woman of about 25. She wore a lovely hat over her red hair, and her blue dress was in the latest fashion. Sir Percy came into the room after her. He was very tall, good-looking, and elegantly dressed, but in many people's opinion, he wasn't very intelligent.
"It is a rainy evening, isn't it?" he said in a slow, bored voice. Then he laughed loudly, but nobody knew why.
The Comtesse looked at Lady Marguerite for a moment with hate in her eyes. Then, without a word, she turned her back to her, made a sign to her family to follow her, and left the room.
"Why did she do that?"
Sir Percy asked.
"Oh, it's nothing," Lady Marguerite answered, trying to smile as usual. "Please bring me something to drink, Sir Percy."
Sir Percy went to get her a drink, and a few minutes later they heard him telling jokes at the bar and giving orders for dinner to Mr. Jellyband. Sir Percy and Lady Marguerite were finishing dinner when Armand Saint-Just, Lady Marguerite's brother, arrived. It wasn't raining anymore. Lady Marguerite excused herself and went outside with her brother. She wanted to relax after the unpleasant meeting with the Comtesse. She also wanted to be alone with her brother. It was the end of his visit to England, and she was frightened. She took Armand's arm and walked with him along the cliff.
"Please don't go to France, Armand," she said with tears in her eyes. "It's so dangerous there now, and I've only got you since our parents died."
"It'll be all right," Armand replied, putting his arm around her. "You know that I must go back to France. I've already spent too much time in England. The Republic needs me."
"But this new Republic is not like the Republic of our dreams, Armand," Lady Marguerite responded in a sad, quiet voice. "They are going too far, you know that. I love liberty and equality just like you do. But all this violence and killing, I'm frightened for you. Please stay."
"I can't stay," Armand said. "I know that things are very bad in France, but my place is in my country. I've got work to do there, and if anything happens to me, your husband will take care of you. He loves you."
"He loved me when he married me," Lady Marguerite said sadly. "But now... Oh, Armand, please don't go."
Finally, however, Lady Marguerite understood that she couldn't convince him. She kissed him goodbye, then watched him walk down to the shore. A ship was waiting there. Armand got onto the ship, and it soon left for France. Lady Marguerite stood for a long time, looking sadly at the sea.
"Armand has always been a good brother," she thought.
Lady Marguerite remembered Paris, when she and Armand lived there together. After their parents died, he took care of her, and later, too, when she became a famous actress at the Comédie Française. She was a young girl of 19 then, and went to lots of parties with famous artists and intellectuals. Armand always accompanied her and looked after her. All the people in their social circle then were Republicans, and in their opinion, France had to change. Of course, the aristocrats didn't like Republicans.
but that wasn't why the Comtesse looked at Lady Marguerite with such hate at the inn. That was because of an episode with the Comtesse's cousin, the Marquis de Saint-Cyr. Sometime before, Armand was in love with the Marquis de Saint-Cyr's daughter. The Marquis, however, was furious because only an aristocrat was good enough for his daughter. One night, the Marquis sent his men to beat Armand. Armand was ill for a long time after that, and Marguerite was very angry. Later, Marguerite heard that the Marquis was plotting against the Republic, and she told a friend about it. She didn't know that this friend was a spy. The next day, the Marquis was arrested with all his family and sent to the guillotine. Marguerite tried to stop the execution, but she couldn't. She was horrified. A few months later, Marguerite married Sir Percy. Everyone in Paris was surprised that Marguerite, a Republican, married an English aristocrat and went to England with him. But Marguerite needed love, and Sir Percy loved her very much. After they got married, however, someone told Sir Percy about the episode with the Marquis de Saint-Cyr. Marguerite started to explain it to him, but he was horrified and refused to listen to her explanation. After that, everything changed. They were very popular in London society, and Sir Percy was always polite to her, but there was a wall between them. Lady Marguerite stood and remembered. She was very sad. "Sir Percy doesn't love me anymore," she thought.